We all need encouragement at some point in time, whether it's for personal motivation, comfort, or reflection. An encouraging word can offer hope, inspiration, or a new perspective. Each week, we will explore biblical passages that will encourage and remind us of God's love, faithfulness, greatness, and sovereignty in our lives. So, let's start the week off right. I'm your podcast host, Drea, and you're now listening to Divine Exhortations.
Hey, friend, and happy Monday, November the 8th. Thank you for tuning into Divine Exhortations with Drea. I hope you all had a wonderful and productive week. Not too sure if you can tell from my voice, but I do have a cold. So my voice is slightly altered, and I'm praying that I do not cough during this episode. I did drink my tea prior to, so hopefully all goes well. Just pray for me as I get over this flu. But irregardless of my voice not being up to par, you all know that this is the Friends edition. So I won't be speaking as much, but I do have another incredible, humble guest with me today. Him and I grew up together in the faith and have been friends for quite some time now. And I want to welcome to my podcast, my friend and brother, Mark Rowe. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Could be better. I'm hanging in there.
Well, you know, it is that season, so you just got to take care of yourself.
Yes, I need to do more vitamin C and bundle up a bit better, you know?
That is true. That is true.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on, Mark, and just sharing a word with someone today. But before you get into your word, could you share with us briefly your experience on coming to know the Lord?
Sure. Just before I do that, I just want to say I am so happy and privileged to be on here with you. I am proud of you for what you are doing. I believe you're doing a great job. All your podcasts have been awesome, and I know it's been encouraging people tuning in from wherever they're tuning in from. So keep up the good work, keep on pushing on, and you know, I'm always here to support you in any way that I can.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much, man.
No problem. All right, it's interesting. I was listening to Chris Lowe's, my brother. His story is almost the same as mine. Really, I grew up in the church. My father's a deacon. My mother is an evangelist. My sister is now an elder where she is. And so church is all I really know. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in a physical building or watching it on a screen, Sundays are for church.
Right.
Wednesdays are for church. whenever you have services, that's for church. And so I grew up under the leadership of the late pastor, Bishop Brian and Mother Brian. And so I grew up in this faith. Now, though I say that, it doesn't necessarily mean that the church has always been in me, but I've been in the church all these years. And I think it came to a point when I was about 17 or 18 where I kind of decided within myself that I want to actually take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always hear the mothers talk about certain things, how God moves and how they're able to see certain things happen back in their day. It kind of pushed me to get to that place where, Lord, I want to see it for myself.
Right.
Right. It's kind of like when you read the Bible and you hear about the apostles raising the dead and healing the sick. And like, okay, Lord, I want that to happen in my life so I'm able to share that testimony with a younger generation. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm devoting myself to you. I'm devoting myself to your word. And when I did that, I realized that I started to have a love for God's word.
Mm.
And I always say this particular part of my testimony to a very select few people, but I have said it over the pulpit once or twice. I remember My love for the word was so great within me that I remember one time I was in my bedroom. Now, Drea, don't laugh at me. I was in my bedroom, and I had lined up my action figures because men don't have dolls. We have action figures, all right? Action figures.
Okay.
All right? Lined up the action figures against the wall on my bed, and I just started preaching to them. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that one of them got the Holy Ghost because when I was preaching, it fell over. And I said, yes, goodness. God touched that one. But the love for God's word, the love for God and the love for people really started to grow in me and through me. And so that's when I started to see God opening up doors and avenues. And if this could be an encouragement to anyone that's out there, if you just open yourself, avail yourself to God, he will open the doors for you, whether it's ministry, whether it's an opportunity for a job. If you just open your heart to him, open your life to him, and allow him to rule and to reign, he will definitely provide ways for you. And so since then, I've been walking with him. It hasn't always been easy. I know a lot of times people will say, you know, those who were raised in the church had a little bit easier than those who weren't raised in the church. But we had struggles, just different struggles from different people, right?
Right.
But yet we still had to persevere and keep on pushing on even as we are journeying now. So, yeah, so here I am.
Amazing. Awesome.
I'm on the Drea podcast. Oh, my first time on a podcast. Look at this.
Look at God.
This is wonderful. Look at this. Ah.
Thank you so much for sharing, Mark. Appreciate you opening up and being candid about your story. So, at this time, I'm going to just flip it right back to you again, and then you can just share what is laid upon your heart with us today.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, Drea put me on a very strict timeline, so I'm going to have to try my best to keep it within.
My goodness.
But I want to encourage someone who may be listening, who may be hearing this, whether it's this morning or later on in the week or maybe even next month. One of my spiritual fathers, I heard him preach a message, and he said a story. He was saying a story, rather, while he was preaching, and it really got a hold of me, and I had to email him and ask him, can you send me that story that you said? Because I really felt connected to it. And I want to start off by saying this story, which will kind of lead us into what it is that I want to encourage and strengthen those who are listening with. Mm-hmm. The story is called The Wood Carver. The Wood Carver. The Wood Carver had a wonderful son that he loved exceedingly. He had many carvings in his gallery, which he had carved out of wood in the course of his lifetime. But one day he came to the decision that he would carve some images of his son. So he went to the lumber yard, and after some deliberation, he selected some pieces of lumber, which all other wood carvers had rejected. Hmm. One might wonder at his selection, for they appear to be the least promising of all those from which he had to choose from. There they were, scarred by the weather, discolored and cracked. After the wood carver had selected the defective pieces of wood, he placed a label on each of them. And on the label was written, "To be conformed to the image of my son." This wood carver had many pieces of lumber coming from that inquiry. Some would be used for one purpose and others for another. But these, which were labeled to be conformed to the image of my son, were kept separate. They were labeled for this one destiny. After the wood carver had selected his pieces of wood he desired to make into the image of his son, and he has placed the label on them, he left the lumber yard and returned to his home. After several years elapsed, he sent his assistant to collect the pieces of wood from the lumber yard and bring them to his workshop. He was now ready to begin his work. After the defective pieces of wood arrived at his workshop, he started to work on them. They were scarred, irregular, rough, cracked, discolored. Not long after, a visitor came to the workshop and exclaimed, "What? Do you mean to tell me that you are using these defective pieces of wood to carve the image of your son?" "Yes," he replied. "I receive far more satisfaction and fame from using inferior material and turning out a superior piece of work. You can stand there for as long as you want and criticize me for selecting them. But you must understand," he says, "that I am not focusing on the imperfections as I work. I have in mind the finished product, and I am already seeing them like that. In my mind, they are already like my son. I stand here in justification, for I see them as perfect, conformed already to the image of my son. My reputation as a woodcarver, I have assumed the responsibility of choosing such inferior material." The woodcarver goes on day after day with his work of shaping the wood. The rough corners are chipped away. The discoloration disappears. The jagged surfaces are made smooth. Slowly but surely, the pieces of wood begin to look like the woodcarver's son. Mm. But the woodcarver does not see the unfinished wood before him. He sees only the image of his son as he looks right through the rough edges, the discoloration, the cracks, and all the imperfections. From the very first day he looked at the defective pieces of wood, he saw his son in them. Drea, our lives have come with many experiences. And can sometimes leave us truthfully unappreciated, useless, defeated, unwanted, and sometimes even unloved. We tend to feel like those pieces of wood in the story that people have rejected and looked over, right, counted out, and even discredited because we didn't fit the certain mold or group or social status that everybody wanted. I realize that there are two things that everyone desires. Number one is to be loved.
Yeah.
And number two is to love. Mm-hmm. But in a world, let's be honest, in a world where the word love is just thrown around everywhere, there's no wonder why people are feeling less and less valuable and appreciated. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're listening today and you may be one of those people that feel underappreciated. You feel not valued. You feel discredited. You feel rejected. You feel looked over. I want you to know today, I want you to know today that there is good news.
Amen.
That there is good news. And that good news is that there is a woodcarver that has taken great interest in your blemishes, in your scars, and in your past.
Yes.
And wants to form you into something great. God's love for you reaches further than any past you may have. His love for you goes deeper than any pain that you have experienced. His love for you is stronger than any sin you may have committed.
Right.
This woodcarver wants to make you into something great. This woodcarver is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is our God. God is the only one that can really love you with perfect love because he is love. His love can see the real you that others can't see. Maybe they can't see it because of the color of your skin or because you don't talk the same language or you don't hang out with certain people or maybe because you don't sing on the choir or you don't preach or you're not in ministry or maybe because you don't believe in a God or maybe because your past is such a mess or your education is not high. In spite of all of this, there is a God that has never stopped seeing the real you and loving you.
Amen.
He's the woodcarver. And he wants to work on you. You know, Drea, there's a story in Luke chapter 15 called The Prodigal Son. I know we know it as The Prodigal Son, but it's interesting because before that particular parable comes up in Luke chapter 15, verse number 1 through to verse number 10, they all talk about losing something. So the first parable is about the lost sheep.
Right.
The second parable is about the lost coin.
Mm-hmm.
And the third parable is about the lost son. And I want to talk about the lost son for a moment, because I'm not going to read all of it, but when you have time, look at Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through to 32. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through to 32. I'm just going to give you the overview of the story. So there was a father who had two sons, and the younger son went to his father and said, "Dad, I want all what belongs to me. I want my inheritance. I want that which you would give me if you were to die."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but if my son came to me and said, "Dad, I want my inheritance now," it's kind of like he's saying, "Dad, you're taking too long to die. All right. you taking way too long to kick the bucket. All right. I need what's mine, please." And it's funny because there's three lacks that this young son experiences. And this first one here, that he lacks patience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we sometimes want everything when we want it.
Yes.
And not realizing that there are some times where God has to withhold from us so that we do not go ahead of ourselves. Mm. And this is what the young son lacked. He lacked patience. And because he lacked patience, the second lack entered. So let's continue with the story. He said, "Dad, give me all you have." The dad goes, "You know what, son? No problem here." Gave him everything. Said, "This is what is yours." And the Bible said the son went off the next day. And as he was going and living and doing whatever he had to do, the Bible said that he squandered his estate. He lived wild. He was in the club. All right. he was buying all the bottles, saying, "It's all on me." He got that $1 million house. He got that white picket fence, not realizing the mortgage will be higher, not knowing that the water bill will be
right.
Higher. He lived life. He got all the Gucci and Prada. He had everything, to the point where he lacked wisdom.
Right.
He lacked wisdom. And it's interesting because he lacked wisdom because he lacked patience.
Mm-hmm.
That if he had just stayed with his dad a little bit longer, he would have learned how to be a better steward of what it is that he was going to get from his father.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's with nothing. Now he's broke. Now he has spent everything he has. And the Bible says that there was a famine that came in the land while he was broke. He found a little job here, but then he found himself eating with the pigs.
Mm.
Eating with swine. And the Bible says, and no one helped him.
Yeah.
This was the lack of resources.
Mm-hmm.
So here he is eating with pigs. And somewhere, I don't know what it was, but between eating with pigs and sleeping between pigs, the Bible says, and he came to his senses. And he goes, "Hold on, my father has many servants who eat better than this."
Yep.
"Let me go back to him." Watch this. "And I don't even want to be considered a son. Let me just be a hired servant."
A servant, right.
A hired servant. Now, this is the craziest thing. As he was walking back, the Bible says that his father saw him afar off coming. And the father ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. This is what the younger son did. He remembered what his father had, but didn't remember who his father was.
Ooh, right.
That his father was his father.
Mm-hmm.
That his father had never lessened the love for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so even while the son was saying, listen, Dad, I have sinned against you and against heaven. Allow me to be a servant in your house. The father said, stop the foolishness. Cut up the lamb. We're going to have a great feast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great feast because the love of the father didn't lessen for the son that went wayward.
Yes.
That went wayward. And so I want whoever's listening to this, this morning, this week, this month, to know that the love of the father would never lessen for you, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you've been through, no matter what it is that you've done. You know, Drea, the golden text of the Bible, the golden text of the Bible is John 3, verse 16. Everybody knows that verse. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
That very verse displays the love of the Father to us in every word and every phrase.
Yes.
And I just want to break it down real quickly. And if I'm going to say the verse, and I'm give the explanation of the love of it, and mm-hmm. you'll understand when I go through it.
Right.
John 3:16. 4 represents the reason for love. God, the source of love. Mm-hmm. So, the great measure of love. Loved, the motivation to act. The world, the benefactors of love. That he gave, the unselfishness of love. His only begotten, the sacrifice of love. Son, the manifestation of love, that whomsoever, the unbiasedness of love,
right,
believeth in him, the security of love, should not perish, the power of love, but have everlasting life, the reward of love. In spite of all that we have done and all that we will do, God, Jesus Christ, will never lessen his love for us.
Amen.
For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. So I want you to know today, I want you to know this morning, I want you to know for the rest of your life that you are loved no matter what baggage you bring with you. It's like a marriage. When you walk to that altar, and men, when you look into that beautiful bride's eye who's going to be your wife, and ladies, when you look into that man's eye that's going to be your husband, you're also taking on baggage. Mm. But you're saying, I still love you with all the baggage you have.
Right.
That is the power of love that God has towards us. That no matter what you bring with you, he loves you. And he will never lessen his love for you.
Amen.
That is the power of the love of God. Be encouraged in Jesus' name.
Wow. Okay, so that word was very uplifting, very wonderful. And that's actually one of my favorite Bible stories to go to. Where you see the dynamics between the father and the son and their relationship and their interaction.
Yes.
I love it so much. And so thank you very much, Mark, for sharing a very captivating and heartfelt word. Just, you know, makes me think about just God's love and just how beautiful his love is for us. And so just a reminder for you listening today that God loves you, irregardless of your blemishes. The overwhelming, never-ending, unexplainable love of God is for you. So I'm my heart is moved. My heart is blessed. So thank you so much.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Can you do us a favor and just close this episode out in prayer, please?
Oh, sure. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Lord, we want to thank you for your love. And God, I'm praying for the souls that are listening to this podcast today, or maybe tomorrow, or maybe next week, or maybe next month, whenever they listen to it. I'm praying that your love, Lord God Almighty, will travel through and will captivate them and will hold them. I pray that they will never feel abandoned, that you are always there. I pray, Lord God, that your love will be made manifested in their lives. I pray, Lord God Almighty, they may realize, that we may realize, that no matter our scars and our blemishes and our shortcomings, that your love will never lessen for us. Father, we thank you now. We pray that you will bless each and every person as we go through this week, whether work, whether school, whether appointments. I'm praying that you will just keep us wrapped up in your love. And Father, I pray for Joy. I pray that you will touch her, Lord God, that she may be fully healed. I pray, Lord God, that you'll touch her body, and I pray that you'll continue to use her in this medium, Lord God, to reach thousands, that, Lord God Almighty, they may come to know who you are and experience this love. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray this exhortation has inspired you to act on God's word, challenged you to believe what his word says, and encouraged you to put your confidence in him. With that being said, have a blessed week, everyone. Much love and many blessings. Bye.
Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I really feel so special. Let's do this again. See you next Monday.